Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is The Skinny on Sports Report. Southwestern Oklahoma State Lady Bulldogs golf team's moving up the leaderboard at the national tournament being held at Orange County National Golf Club in Florida after a disappointing first round. Swasu's closing in on an under-par team score in round two. Lady Dogs 1-under as a team. They've moved within striking distance of a spot in the match play portion of the tournament if they could play another good round tomorrow. Southwestern jumped from 18th to 14th. They're only 12 shots off 8th that would put them in the match play. Cordell's Megan Brown 1-over par with 3 holes to play in round two. Former Big Elk golfer Trace Hill is trying to keep his OCU Stars in the race for an NAIA National Championship down in Dalton, Georgia. Hill and the Stars 2 back at the cut line required for tomorrow's third round. Trace has had a roller coaster second round so far. 4-over through 9 with 2 birdies, 4 bogeys, a double, and a couple of pars. Oklahoma Sooners have played fantastic baseball since the conference season started. That continued today in the second round of the Big 12 baseball tournament. Oklahoma pitched a 4-0 shutout over TCU down at Globe Life Stadium in Arlington. Braden Davis went the distance on the hill, scattering 4 hits, struck out 9 with no walks. OU broke the game wide open in the 6th with back-to-back home runs from Anthony McKenzie and Jackson Nicholas. Sooners play Kansas tomorrow at 12:30. Oklahoma State set to take the field for the first time in the tournament tonight against Texas Tech. Pokes are the 2 seed, while Tech pulled off an upset of Texas last night as the 10th seed. First pitch for the Cowboys and Red Raiders scheduled for 7:30. It looked awfully bleak for the top-seeded Boston Celtics last night in Game 1 of their Eastern Conference Finals series at home against Indiana. Pacers had the ball up 3 with 10 seconds left, but a turnover and a Celtics 3 sent the game to overtime. Celts eventually pulled away from the Pacers to win 133-128 in OT. Jason Tatum led all scorers with 36 for the Seas. Tyrese Halliburton paced Indiana with 25. Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals gets underway tonight in Minnesota with the Wolves hosting the Mavericks. Minnesota coming off a 7-game series win over the defending champion Nuggets. Dallas eliminated the Thunder in 6 games in their Western Conference semifinal. Game 1 there tips at 7:30. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on The Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.